This is Kent Porter. I hope these podcasts change the way you manage people, relationships, and conversations, that by challenging your assumptions, you will discover a better way. The topic is interviewing. It's taken me years to realize this, and I hope it doesn't sound too harsh, but here it is. We hire them for what they know, and we fire them for who they are. So when we hire them for what they know, hopefully this is pretty straightforward interviewing to find out what their skill sets are. So if we fire them for who they are, that is their lack of interpersonal skills, how do you find these out in advance of hiring them? A start is to ask them behaviorally based questions, that is, how would they respond in an environment to a given question that you will ask them. I would set it up with the applicant by saying, I want you to describe incidences in your professional life, and I'm going to ask you questions that describe your previous experience, your decision-making, your problem-solving, your processes, and your actions. So please keep your answers brief, and if I want additional information, I'll share that with you. At the end of the interview, I will give you my reactions to the conversation we had, because I want you to know my thoughts in the event that you want to improve your interviewing skills and or to let you know how well you did. The first question I would ask is, what kinds of training experiences, that is, other than your formal education, have you had in your life that you have found particularly valuable that you could apply in your professional career? I'm going to be listening to see if they have picked up additional skill sets and if they are lifelong learners and if they can apply this and have applied this in the workplace. So if they give me a life lesson, I'll ask them how they apply that in the workplace. Another question would be to briefly describe a challenging or a stretch career assignment. What made it challenging and what made it stressful? Follow on to that is, what did you learn? Follow on to that would be, what would you say to others that might be helpful to them in a similar challenging career situation? I'll give you another example of a question. These are also on my website at porterleadership.com under written materials. Here's another question. Describe your least successful work project. Follow on, what problems did you encounter? Follow on, what did you learn from this experience? Follow on, what advice would you give to someone in a similar situation? And I can't resist. I have to ask one other question of the candidate, and that would be, what is the toughest feedback you ever received about you and your leadership or management style? In addition to these behavioral questions, consider some sort of psychometrics, that is, self-evaluation assessments. You've heard of the DISC or Myers-Briggs. I happen to like others. However, the point being, should be administered by a professional, and they should be used only to open up conversations and to gather data. They are not the be-all, end-all. Certainly, throughout all these interview questions, you will be observing their communication style, choice of words, ability to articulate a point succinctly, and so on. I would follow through and give a debrief on what your opinion of the interview was. Then I'd reverse it and ask them what it was like for them. Then I would ask a follow-on question or questions. What happened in the interview that you thought was effective, and what advice do you have for me on how I can do a more effective job of interviewing in the future? So you've made a hire. Now is when the real work begins, and this is where many organizations and hiring authorities fall down. You or the appropriate person has to invest the time early on to train them and see how they perform. You need to validate whether you made a good hire or not. The only way you can do that is by observing them and working with them. Specifically, I would suggest that you shadow them, that is, spend an entire day and or days, at least one, ideally 3 days, it may be intermittently, spending the whole day with them and coaching them and listening to them and seeing how they deal with situations. That you tell them you will do this and that they will have approximately 45 days to determine whether or not they think the company is a good fit for them and you're doing the same thing. Early on, you should be able to come up with some sort of development plan about how they can close a gap that you've identified. Spell out the plan, where they are, what they need to improve, how much time they have to improve whatever it is they're working on, and how you will evaluate their improvement. Meet with them periodically, a minimum of once a week, to go over this development plan and see how effective they are in closing the gap. So let's go back to you've hired them. Hopefully you have some way of onboarding them. By that I mean making them feel comfortable with a company, setting them up with a proper equipment, introductions, and so on. They've identified in the organization who their go-to person is. That is the point person they will be dealing with. And I'll close with this comment. One of the big objections I hear to spending time with new employees is, I don't have the time for this. You know, pay me now or pay me later. First, spending the time now will be one of the best investments of your time you can make. For additional information, visit www.porterleadership.com.